Hi, it's Dr. Jim Markovich, the anti-aging doctor in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Had to comment on this recent article about a transgender golfer suing the LPGA to get on the tour. And before they knew, this guy, who's not a guy anymore, is now a woman. Well, anyway, it's complicated. The guy started out a guy his whole life, then got a sex change operation, but is still a guy. But is California is considered a woman because you can do anything in California. It's idiotic, evidently. And this guy won a long drive contest. Guys are stronger than girls, so wins this contest. And then wants to do this contest again and get on the tour now because considered a guy in California, and just found some idiot lawyer to like bring the case up. And this is not a guy. If you are born a guy, it's not a girl. This you're born a guy. You're a guy. I don't care if you get everything you've got lopped off. You're still a guy. You've got to have some kind of standard. Otherwise, everybody and their brother, these weirdos, would be yanking their body parts off, saying that they're women so they could go win and get on these women's tours and then beat all these real women. Or, well, maybe they're not real women either, but anyway, these women on the tours, who actually probably want to be guys too. Oh, I don't know, and this is getting complicated. I just think you're going to need, soon in the future, we're going to need a genetic test so before we go into grade school, to establish what your sex is, and you can't like leave it up to, you know, well, whatever, let's check you later. It's got to be established when you come in, and you're gonna have to probably need a genetic test or DNA test to go on a date. I'm almost getting to that point. Maybe you should stay on those Christian websites or whatever to for dating, but I don't know if you'll be sure that you're gonna be good there either. I suggest this is crazy. My poor dad's rolling in his grave right now and over this golf thing. And it's nuts to try to be something that you're not. But if you are, if you that way and you don't want to be a guy and you end up a woman through your whatever surgeries, that still doesn't make you a woman genetically. So just face facts, guys. I mean, gee whiz. I don't see how the hell they think they can do that. Well, anyway, it's Dr. Joe, and I'm kind of like dumbfounded, perplexed, and incredulous over this thing all at once. So, whatever. Have a great one. It's Dr. Joe.